Imagine a wolf with a hammer in the desert, beating the crap out of a snake in a deep dish. It's the Hardline, live in Arizona from Rangers Spring Training on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Stop it. In just a bit, we're going to find out whether or not Lance Nix has heard the big hit techno pop song, Give It To Me, Lance. Because stand by for that.
You talked to him, right, Corby? Can you confirm that?
This morning, talked to the man, yes.
All right. We'll see how that all worked out. Last night, as we were about to get off the air, we were wondering where the partaking of food units was going to take place. And a very unusual invitation was extended our way by some Rangers personnel to join them at a place they know around in this part of the world for a dinner, and so we did. And what we saw when we got there, we got a first-hand look at that place where we're probably all headed and we'll all arrive at one of these days, provided, of course, we don't blow our brains out first.
Which might be a better alternative.
The retirement community.
Sun City Grand.
Right. This place that they took us to, what was that place, just a restaurant, or was
within
it a country club?
I'll tell you that is a very rich seat. That's where the rich go to retire.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Like those little houses that we saw?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get you an 1,100 square foot house for about $250.
What?
Yeah. That's what they go for. I've looked it up today.
We were thinking $150, yeah. Maybe.
Okay, well, no. You need to think about another $100,000. And those nice ones on the golf course, those are about $500,000. That's a very, very ritzy.
And they're not that big.
Because down the street, you have the Sun City West. And that's the more affordable. But this right here, the Sun City Grand, is pretty nice. That's some high-dollar real estate there.
Well, this place was like a restaurant,
it's a restaurant inside
this community.
Inside the golf club.
Restaurant, but it wasn't exclusive. I mean, anybody could go. We walked in.
Yeah, right. It's just a restaurant. But to live there in that community, and it was huge, yeah. To live in that community, you had to be over 55.
This is a rule,
which
a bylaw,
you know what? I think that's reverse age discrimination.
You know what? You I don't too. Have a problem with that at all.
I don't have a problem with it, but at the same time, why would you want to do that?
Okay, what would they have to? What would all those people have to say if you said, you know what? You can't live here if you're over 35. They'd be raising holy hell.
No, they wouldn't.
Sure, they would.
They would not. Nobody cares about that stuff.
Let the old folks just die in peace.
Why do they want to hang out with only their own kind?
Because they don't
want... You
want
to hang out with only your own kind?
Not true. I love coming to work and working with other people and living in a place where I got an old lady across
well,
the street
did.
From
well,
me.
Well, they did. I mean, 50... I mean, there's people there that are 55, but there's a lot of people in their 80s. And you're
okay.
Talking about a 30-year difference.
They don't want to live next door to Skateboard Man listening to Stained until 4 in the morning.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. They don't want a bunch of kids living
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they
want
to hang out with their own kind. What's wrong with that?
All, man.
Okay, you know what? There's no good-looking women to look at. None.
Then don't
you
hang
think they
out
care?
There. They've
Shouldn't
had
they?
It.
Do you care? You're pushing that
I'm
age.
I'm not 55.
Don't you enjoy looking at a nice piece every now and then?
God,
oh, now that's abrasive.
Don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But I haven't
well,
given
there.
It, but I haven't given it up yet. But I can guarantee.
I guarantee a guy like Reiner is not going to live there at age 50. He's not going to live anywhere close to a place like
Two
that at
years,
55.
2 years, baby. And the only time we see him is when we come down here for spring training. And he'll do the show with us for 1 week.
I might do it for 1 day.
One
you'll
day.
Have to get a
but
nap.
But this restaurant we
yeah,
went to was...
That's bedtime, 3 to 7.
This restaurant we went to was nice.
Yeah.
It was a nice, good barbecue place.
Yeah, it was good.
Food was very solid.
And
yeah.
The funny part about it was, when we walked in, and it was... We invaded their place.
Yeah.
This was the old place.
We were young hipsters.
We were the youngest
right.
people there.
By a mile.
Except for, like, the grandkids that were interloping.
And the Well, the waitress couldn't wait to wait on us.
She loved us.
Oh, she loved us.
Knowing that those people are probably all millionaires, but they probably tip like
a dollar.
Yeah. Like, you know, they're living in the aughts of last century. Probably so. They don't know how to tip. But they have tons of money, so we walk in and we're full of life and blood. And
well, you were full of cuss words.
Yeah, you were full of cuss words.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if this ever happened.
I promise you this happened.
He does not know how to censor himself in a restaurant.
No, this was in a parking lot. He gets out of this Ryan and I are walking up.
Well, okay, we're there with the Rangers PR staff.
Yeah.
We're there with Greg Elkin and
Rich Rice.
And Rich Rice, who they make up the Rangers PR staff. So we're hanging out with them, and I'm telling them the story. I'm in the car with Greg, and we get out of the car, and I'm telling Greg and Rich the story of yesterday when I had the eating contest, when I lost. I couldn't eat anymore. So I'm telling them the story. And I'm walking out, and you guys are behind us. You're in another car, and I guess you pull up a few seconds later. Well,
right, we're kind of lagging. Greg and I are kind of lagging behind everybody else.
And I'm trying to tell the story, and I'm just telling it like I wouldn't to anyone. And I was like, man, I couldn't eat another effing bite. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't finish it. And I guess I said that a couple of times.
And this lady got out and she goes, hey.
All right.
I don't know who she's talking to. Me and Ron just turned around.
We kind of turn around and she says, are you at that party up there?
Were they walking the other way?
No, they were walking in the restaurant just like we were.
And it was her by herself.
Oh.
She goes, hey, are you with that party? We're like, yeah, why? And she goes, well, that one guy up there can't eat another effing bite. I'm like, what?
Snake.
I mean, she just really put emphasis on the F word.
Like upset about it?
Yeah, she was upset about it. She was offended.
And she said something to the effect of, you ought to have an effing word with him about that.
That's exactly,
I mean, she just kept saying it over and over again. And this was a big fat lady, too.
Well, you should have told her.
Real big fat lady.
Look, Holmes.
Fat lady.
Worry more about your big fat diet than some kid up there cussing. You're 100. Chill out.
Well, she told us we ought to have a word with you.
An effing word.
And I told her, you know, it probably would have more impact if you did. And I was so hoping she would.
I would have thought it was a bit.
This was not a bit, I promise you.
You would have cussed her out, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I would have thought it was a bit because I would have looked at you guys behind me snickering.
Yeah, we would have been snickering.
And I would have laid into her.
But it was a good place. It was
But I just...
That took forever to get a table.
An hour and 40 minutes.
An hour and 40 minutes we waited.
So many old people there.
And I was so...
You don't like the retirement community idea, huh?
You know, I just... Maybe I'll feel differently in
your golden years.
I guarantee you, when you turn 65, 70, and you retire, and you've got a lot of money, and you move down there, and you play golf every day...
He'll want no part of people like he is now.
And just get up, jump in the jumpsuit, zip, and you're ready to go.
Go play some golf.
You'll fit in perfect.
You don't have some whippersnapper whipping your ass.
You'll be like the community director.
Saying, come on, let me play through, old man.
Putting on the jumpsuit is the hardest thing you'll do on a given day.
Will I be the student council president of that retirement home?
Yeah. You will. I mean, you'll be one of the leaders, so you'll love that place.
I just don't, man, I want to be surrounded by all different
Let me ask
kinds.
You this right now. Do you like being around 17, 18-year-olds now?
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it kind of
really?
Does. Yeah, it kind of
really.
Does.
That clan that's hanging out at our hotel room right now, they're real fun to spend time with.
So that's the same thing. I mean, here you are in your 30s, and somebody in the 17, 18, teenagers, they drive you crazy. So what makes you think when you get
when you get
60 years old that somebody in their 40s isn't going to drive you nuts?
In their 40s?
Yeah.
Or 30s? No.
You say that now, but you're not 65, 70 years old yet either.
Yeah, I just can't believe shutting myself off from the rest of society and hanging out with people.
You're hanging out with the
55 and 85.
You know what? It's
what
no
a
different.
Downer,
you're
man.
Hanging out with the same people that are the same age as you, just like you're doing now. You hang out with people in your 30s
right.
now. There's no difference. When you were 18, you hung out with people 18.
When you're 75, you're not going to have a house next door to me and Big Red. That are always making fun of you, hitting golf balls through your windows. Staying up drunk till 6 in the morning.
Will you guys move to the retirement community with me?
Now, we'll all move together when we're 75.
All right.
You think big one big house, huh?
All right.
A big party house.
Well, you'll be deader than
the
doornail by then.
You think Big Red?
I guarantee you, I will still be around and you will be dead, pal.
You might be Uncle Junior-ing, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I might be.
You think Big Red's still going to be tagging good-looking women when he's 70? He probably will, won't he?
If he can, he will. Definitely.
He won't be able to. He'll have coach's leg.
We didn't see none of that, though.
Oh, my God.
No, those people were rich.
They're rich, and they were all in good shape.
Yeah.
And every one of them, they have the complexion of a saddle. They're so tan.
Saddle.
All right, that's our story of the old folks' retirement home, where we did the old folks' boogie last night. You know that you're over the hill when your mind makes a promise that your body can't fill. We may invoke the greatness of Little Feet there. Coming up next, does Lance Nix know about Give It to Me, Lance? We're going to find out here on The Ticket.